Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim class on the Beis. I'm learning Simon Beis. So the Chayyadim left off with the discussion of when is the appropriate time to make the bracha. Is the time of the purchase, or is it the time of the actual benefit of using it or wearing it? So the Chayyadim says that besides the Shechayyadim, which we're going to make for the Simcha, a person has to actually make a bracha on the benefit of the item itself. So if it's an item of clothing, we have a bracha for that, which we say every morning, which is Malbish Arumim. So the bracha Malbish Arumim we said in the morning, when I put this new item on later in the day, the bracha doesn't cover that, the Malbish Arumim. So it's appropriate to say Malbish Arumim on the new bag as well. Imhu Malbish, Kishaloi Bisham Mavorach Malbish Arumim. So he makes two brachas. He makes the bracha Malbish Arumim, and he makes the bracha of Shechayanu. If he puts it on in the morning, beginning of the day, he can use the bracha of Malbish Arumim that he says during davening to cover the bracha Malbish Arumim for the beged. The prevailing minhag is not to make a Malbish Arumim on the beged, or the Shulchan Aruch Rav suggests that you should only say it without Shema Malchus, Baruch Malbish Arumim, without saying Shema Malchus. I'm not sure why that is so, why the minhag is against this. This is a beferish adin. The minhag of the Sfaradim, multiple Sfaradim poskim, as they bring earlier makaris to say not to do that. But the Ashkenazi poskim, they all seem to say the person should say the bracha. But for whatever reason, the minhag is not to say the bracha. A person should say it without Shema Malchus. Or, alternatively, it's appropriate to try and make sure that you put the new garment on in a time where you can say the bracha Malbish Arumim in the morning. Try to put it on in the morning, and the Malbish Arumim will cover it in the morning. Okay. As opposed to purchasing something which is a purpose just for a mitzvah, where it's questionable whether we make a shechiyanu on that, because we know the rule of mitzvah of the hundred nu. But by a talis, the talis also functions as a beged. So, besides the bracha of the mitzvah element, which you do not make a bracha of shechiyanu on the mitzvah, unless it's a mitzvah which comes in zman l'zman. But for the beged, it's for the garment itself, a person is able to say shechiyanu on a talus. So when does he make the bracha? Mavorach shechiyanu b'shosh shoisubay sitzes. But then the Chayyadim says that it is appropriate to say the shechiyanu on the talus, and not when you put it on, but when the person puts puts the sitzes into the garments. If he buys a talis which already has sitzes in, he'd make the bracha when he puts the beged on. If, however, he buys a beged without sitzes and he has to put the sitzes in, so he should make the bracha at the time that he's making the putting the sitzes in. If a person did not make the bracha at that point in time, if he didn't make the bracha when he put the sitzes in, he can make the bracha afterwards. The Chayyadim says, "B'shas ituf rishon," which is the language of the Ramah, the Bir Halacha moves to discuss a question in a case where a person did not say it at the time he wore it the first time. Can he say it afterwards? So this is relevant by any bag that the person purchases. If a person did not make a shechiyanu immediately when you put the bag on, how long does he have to make the bracha? So as long as he's still wearing it for the first time, a person puts on a new suit, and he did not make a bracha at the time he puts it on, and half an hour later he realizes, oh, I didn't say shechiyanu. So he says he will say the shechiyanu at that point in time. That everybody agrees to. If a person wears the same garment for 7 days straight without taking it off, he will not say it the seventh day because the newness is not there anymore, the simcha is not there anymore. But in the case where a person puts it on, wears it for a period of time, takes it off, and then puts it on again person gets a new suit, puts it on in the beginning of for Yom Tov, does not make a shechion of the night of Yom Tov on the suit. The shechion that he says during Kiddush does not count for the suit. He had no intent for it to work for the suit. He should not have intent for it to work for the suit. And then he wakes up the next morning, he puts the suit on a second time. He realizes that he did not say a shechionu. Can he say a shechionu at that point in time? So the Bir Halacha in Siman Chav Bei says that a person can say the shechionu in the second donning of the garment. The Shulchan Aruch Rav disagrees. It says it's only as long as the person is wearing it still from the first time. The Ikar Pesach seems to be for at least for Ashkenazim following the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, the person is able to say it even the second time that he wears it, as long as he's still in a state of simcha for wearing the item. So the question is, why do you make the bracha on making the tzitzis? Why is the bracha set in conjunction with the making of the tzitzis, which is a mitzvah element? So why is that the appropriate time to make the bracha? Either the bracha should be the time you purchase it, but since it's not right to wear until you put the tzitzis in, so you don't make it the time you purchase it. You should make the bracha the time that you wear it, like any beged. Since you're saying the bracha of the shechiyot was not on the mitzvah, it's on the beged. So why do you make the bracha in conjunction with the siyas tzitzis? And we'll talk about that more, Bes Hashem, in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.